This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now this is the Nick music.
Yeah.
Not Howie music.
Oh.
Does Howie have music?
Yeah, I don't know what Howie's song was in.
Yeah. How about I Want Your Sex?
Huh?
Because of his sex quote? What is that? Is that that's Wham? Isn't I Want Your Sex Wham, George Michael?
We're I think it is. Trying to forget, he said.
Oh, no, I'm never forgetting it. Howie, when you're on the show in August or whatever, just like I asked you about the Big Pimpin' thing, I'm asking you about the sex quote. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com on Legal Tampering Day. Here is the question, Ike. Is the potential loss of Josh Sweat and Milton Williams a big deal? Yes or no? That is the Twitter question. What do you think the response is so far?
No.
What do you think the percentages are?
Let's go 65%.
53% no.
Oh, 50-50.
Pretty split.
Yeah.
Pretty split. I think we've been sort of shooing it away like no big deal with no, it's not like there are players behind them that we feel super confident in taking their place. You know, Milton Williams would be a guy who, if we were losing a star defensive tackle or something, somebody would go, oh, don't worry, we have Milton Williams. He can just play more next year. But I don't think any of us believe, as much as we liked Jalix Hunt last year, that Jalix Hunt is in position to be a starting edge on the Eagles, getting 70% of the snaps like Josh Sweat did.
Well, people forget, though, that Moro Ojomo had 6 sacks last year.
So it
makes the loss of Milton Williams that much easier.
Don't you mean 6 tackles?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There we go. News. Keep it coming.
Now, what? According to Jordan Schultz, wrong earlier about Milton Williams.
So stuff happens.
Well, but so is Shefty.
Yeah, stuff happens.
All right, listen, I'm just putting stuff out there.
Okay. Jordan Schultz is a Fox, right?
Yes. Darius Slay is signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh,
wow.
There you go. That's an interesting
Steelers,
one.
It is an interesting one. I thought he might be coming back.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
How about that? So
Slay to
gone.
The Steelers.
Well, Kelly Ringo, it is your time, buddy, with Isaiah Rodgers gone and Darius Slay gone as well. So there were some, you know, when we were talking about replacing Josh Sweat, we had some big names in our mind. The first one gone was Myles Garrett. That happened over the weekend, who amazingly demanded a trade and then somehow signed a contract with that team with a no-trade clause and got $40 million a year. Are you surprised, Ike, that edge rushers are getting that kind of number, the $40 million a year, and Max Crosby at $33 million a year? Is that surprising to you, those numbers? No.
No.
You think they affect the game in the way that, you know?
The great ones do.
Yeah.
Those two do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but Josh Sweat doesn't.
Well, I agree with you on that. Yeah. I'm not paying Joshua $40 million a year.
So, like, those guys do. And we always knew that was the type of number that Myles Garrett was going to get. That's what scared a lot of people off from the Eagles' perspective of why you didn't want to trade for him, because you're giving up draft capital and that size of a contract.
You know what also makes me wonder? If people were actually willing to give up the draft capital that we were all talking about.
Yeah.
Because I wonder if the Browns were in position to get two or three first-round picks, mm-hmm. if they would have done it. We were saying on Friday, the number of teams that can give up the draft capital who are in position to win and also have the salary cap room to make that happen, mm-hmm. that's a small number of teams who could even do it, mm-hmm. much less be willing to do it. So maybe that wasn't available for them, and that made signing him to that big number even more such like a no-brainer.
Yeah. It was almost like, well, he's our problem. I believe he went out there looking for a trade.
Mm-hmm.
The Browns didn't officially give him permission like some of these other teams have done with their players.
Like Hendrickson.
But he was doing it so openly. They obviously knew he wanted to be traded. And so when teams may have called the Browns to find out what it would take and what they were asking for, nobody could afford it.
Yeah.
No one could afford it. So the Browns are looking at it like, well, if he's going to be here, we may as well make him happy that he's here. So give me more money. The Browns have nothing else.
Right.
He's the best defensive player they've had in their franchise's history. So it was almost like they almost had no choice, especially if, like you said, if they couldn't get the trade value that they wanted for him.
So Harold Landry goes to the Patriots. That was a guy that you had.
Yeah, I liked him.
I'd say
the Patriots
targeted.
Are loading up.
Yeah, now Landry was on the Titans, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots are loading up.
Loading up.
And it looks like Drake May is good. Actually, if they get a real
weapons.
Wide receiver
yeah,
in there,
they get
yeah.
some weapons over there.
Hassan Reddick, not like we talked about him, but we could have. Hassan Reddick ends up with the Bucs on a one-year deal for $14 million. And Khalil Mack, one of two names that Elliot told us to watch out for, was Khalil Mack and Azeez Ojulari from the Giants. Khalil Mack goes back to the Chargers. So all of those edge guys gone. What's that,
This
Jeff?
Show is on Azeez watch now, by the way, with Elliot.
Yes.
We got to see if he can get one right.
Well, it could be big for him. He gets Azeez. Because he was the first one I heard bring up Ojulari.
I don't know. I bring up players all the time.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'm just saying, I bring up players all the time.
Well, can you bring up a name right now? You got a name?
No.
All right, cool. we're always watching it.
Elliot. You brought up Harold Landry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
went to the Patriots. Yeah. You went to the Patriots.
All right, legal.
I told you I've already put my vote in for Elliot to win anyway.
Yes, unless
you recuse yourself.
Yes. And then when we start to give Elliot credit, that's when you start pushing
back. I got to challenge you every time. Got to.
And
got
I'm
to.
Already putting you in the lead for inside of the year in 2026. When Mekhi Becton's playing right tackle.
If he's still here.
If he's still here. Which
yes.
Is
hold on, do I get credit for that?
If
Becton's back?
Yeah.
Well, you are the Becton insider by this point.
I should get credit for that.
Are you saying he'll be back?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should see his face.
Yeah, I'm saying he'll be back. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a difference between want to be back and will be. That's
sure.
All I'm saying.
I feel you.
All right.
I feel you. Okay. You want to pin me down.
All right.
Pause.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right. So it's legal tampering day on the WIP afternoon show.
Slate to the Steelers, huh?
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried. So far we've lost Milton Williams. Darius Slay, yep. Isaiah Rogers, and it seems like we'll probably lose Josh Sweat. Yeah, though
Josh Sweat's a bum now, by the way. I don't know if we've
oh, is that what it is on Twitter?
Yeah, now he stinks.
Unless we re-sign him.
And then he's a great deal.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
That has happened before.
Yes.
It happened with Slay the last time.
It
happens all the time. I remember when it happened with, who was the running back that we had for 1 minute, or 1 day? And then didn't
Frank
actually
Gore?
Frank Gore. Frank Gore, that was the one. Yeah. 215-592-9494. You're starting to get a little bit worried about the Eagles defense losing all these players. John and Exton, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Yo, what's up, brother?
What's up, dude?
I would ask you how you doing, but I know your rules. So
yes.
Like, how you doing, brother?
Well,
what's up, John?
rules are for all of us, but it's okay. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm getting a little worried. Are you guys thinking this is setting up as Becton's going to be coming back? Because if we lose him as well, I think this is a total flop in what we're doing. Offensive line, we always build our team on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hate to see him go. If that happens, then I think – I don't know what Howie has in his back pocket to make this a successful offseason. So your thoughts on that?
This is one of those things where you almost have to wait and see what they do. We can throw out names, but I don't think we gave the Eagles or Howie high grades for getting Bryce Huff last year, for getting Devin White last year. Both of them stunk. One of them got cut 3 games into the season. The other one I haven't seen since the 3rd week of the season, right? So, I mean, like, and by the way, a lot of people last year said, why would you go get a running back? Running backs don't win championships. Why would you pay a guy who's been injured halfway throughout his career? You know what I'm saying? So, like, at this point last year, people were high on Howie's signings for the wrong reasons, and they didn't turn out to be the right things. So you almost have to wait, John, to see exactly who they sign so I can at least have an idea of what they're or what or how I can judge his offseason so far. As of right now, Saquon is happy. They didn't have to do that, but they did it. And it does mean something to have your best player feel appreciated about being here. And then they brought back Zach Bond. We all agree Zach Bond was the number one free agent they had to bring back. They got his deal done. And that's a position that they don't usually pay. Right? So that's I think that's a positive.
I 100% agree with that. I was all about Bond.
Okay.
I was about the bees, man. Bond and Becton.
I'm with you on Becton. Like, I'm with you on Becton, but I don't know what somebody else is willing to offer Becton.
Well, the other thing, too, for us is if I had a better handle on the cap, I could.
Well, that's the other thing.
Well,
yeah.
It's so confusing because you could say, like, well, I wouldn't pay him this. The question for me always with I wouldn't pay him is, does it affect me signing other players? And what we always are told is the Eagles can figure it out signing other players. Mm-hmm. So the money, it's not my money. So if it only costs money and doesn't cost room and the cap or whatever, that's the confusing part, is are they limited from a cap perspective and how much are they limited from a cap perspective? John, why don't you give us, for next question today, Sharon Stone's birthday, why don't you give us a legendary scene in a movie?
All right. So I'm going to go with The Usual Suspects.
Ooh.
The moment when you realize, Kevin Spacey is Kaiser Soze the whole time, And his limp goes away, and he starts walking normal, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Another good scene. You ever seen Usual Suspects?
Never saw it.
Oh, wow. That's a good movie. You ought to check it out.
Yeah, that one's been recommended a bunch of times.
And he's talking about the scene where, well, it's 20 years old. So
yeah, you spoiled it, but there's a rule, you know.
They got him at the police station, and they're interrogating him, and he's trying to give this story about the robbery and everything else. He's given all the details, but he's given the details using different props in the room. So he's in the room, and he can look around this interrogation room or the detective's office. He's naming stuff that's on the coffee mug, something that's tacked up on a wall. So he's putting his story together by using different things in the office, and that's how he tells the whole story.
And the story's made up?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because he's the actual person that they're looking for.
So now I don't have
Virgil Kemp. Virgil Kemp. He was really Kaiser Soze.
Now I don't have – speaking of ruining movies, there was one – when I first started dating my wife, we watched, what's the movie with Leo where he's really in the insane asylum and doesn't know it?
Oh, Shutter Island.
Shutter Island.
Never seen it.
So it's a good flick.
Yeah.
And I think it was 20 minutes into the movie, she turns, she goes, oh, it's him. He's in the hospital. And I looked at her.
You're
and
like,
I
said, what the hell?
What are you doing?
Right.
And she said, I'm sorry, did you not know? I was like, Val, it's 20 minutes into the movie. No one's supposed to know at this point.
She's already figured out the movie.
Yes, that's what she does. She tries to figure it out, and she never shuts up during the movie. So now I just don't answer her anymore. She keeps going, but it stops them from being ruined that way.
Justin Fields to the Jets.
2 years, $40 million, it looks like.
30 guaranteed.
Yeah, they had to do something at quarterback.
Yeah.
I thought they might sign Darnold. Now, Darnold went to Seattle.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been interesting if he went back to the Jets. I don't know, Justin Fields, he won, what was he? I think he was 4-2 when he started. I think he started 6 games for the Steelers last year. It was 4-2 or started 7 games. I don't know. He is one guy who runs really, really well and hasn't been a great thrower of the football. Mm-hmm. I just assume everybody with the Jets will fail.
Of course they will.
Yeah, it just seems like a place where everybody's going to fail.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of high hopes.
It's like being a quarterback in Chicago.
Yes.
They all fail.
Every one of them.
Yep.
It's not like, I'm sure somebody could make it work with Justin Fields. I can promise you it's not going to be the Jets.
And Tom Pelissero said the Slay thing's not done yet, but there's mutual interest.
Oh, so it's not done.
They're in talks on a potential.
Wow, is Jordan Schultz, did he just blow it again?
Well, we'll see.
All right.
Maybe he's early.
All right.
Somebody's shooting him that stuff.
Yes.
That's usually what happens.
What's an agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, an agent telling him, oh, we have this, or we're trying to get this done. Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're using Jordan
Schultz.
Yeah. Well, because what happens is you put that out there, then maybe somebody another else team calls. Jumps in. Yeah.
Jordan,
one of the Eagles jump back in there.
I don't even remember who we're talking about. On Slay.
Yeah.
How much was it? $6 million? Did they say how much it was? They
didn't say. No money out on Slay.
They didn't say. All right. 215-592-9494. Ken in Lancaster, you're on WIP.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Ken.
What's up, Ken?
So, longtime listener, first-time caller, and Spike, I love you, buddy, but you got to calm down, baby. Just calm down a little bit.
Calm down, Spike.
We're less than 3 hours into the legal tampering period, and you act like they went 0-17 and they'll never make the playoffs again.
Not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we had the team without that defense doesn't go, what did we go, 14-3 last year? Doesn't go 14-3, doesn't win the Super Bowl, and we're probably losing our two best defensive linemen, our number two corner, who started the year basically as the number one corner, his direct backup, Isaiah Rogers, just a little bit worried that four of the main players on the Eagles defense are gone, and we don't have cap space to get anybody big in there. Just a little worried about it, a little worried.
I don't know that anybody understands the cap, maybe besides Elliott, but...
He doesn't understand it either. Let's not give him...
0% chance.
0%.
Listen, any good team, like the lost coaches, is going to lose good players.
Yep.
Mike knows this far better than we ever will, having played the game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's, for the most part, replaceable. You're going to find replacements, hopefully good value replacements for those guys that have left. So, again, I'll just say to you, long-time listener, love you guys, but... You got to calm down a little bit, buddy. It's only three hours into legal tampering period. We got plenty of time. We got the draft coming up. There'll be guys released who are first teamers, etc. So we will be fine.
Mm. All right, unless we're not.
but again, that's the unknown, right? We didn't know we were going to win the Super Bowl until we won it, right? We signed Barkley with the hopes that he would be the guy we needed him to be, and he was more than anyone. could have ever expected.
We signed Barkley hoping he could play 13 games. 13
exactly.
or 14 games.
And for the most part, had he played that 17th game, he may have won the MVP. So again, you go into the season, everybody has a chance to win. But then it plays itself out. So again, the fan, you know, your worries are warranted at times, but let's still enjoy Super Bowl hangover a little bit.
No.
Look, I'm with you, Ken.
Let's put it there. Ken, you can enjoy the hangover, but as I said, somebody's got to be watching the store while you're on your cigarette break or whatever. And I'm watching the store, and I see, you know what I see? I see people shoplifting here, shoplifting there. There's a lot of shrink while you're taking your cigarette break. You want to give us a legendary movie scene, Ken, for next question?
I'm always watching the store.
All right.
As far as the great scene, the guy before me stole mine, but I'm going to hit you guys with a more lighthearted one. And I would believe, if you've seen this movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Of course.
The parade scene.
Oh, come on.
He starts singing Twist and Shout.
Oh, that is legendary.
That's a legendary scene.
Tell me you don't.
Of course. Yep, of course.
Exactly. So I don't know if Jack's seen that movie, but great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie. Yeah, that movie stood the test of time, I think.
Yeah, it was a smidge overrated. What? Nah. Yeah, well, listen, I grew up
in still watch it, right? It's a click and stick. If it was on right now, I'd still watch it.
Again, I grew up in the golden age of comedy movies, so it's tough to go back and watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off and think it like holds up with some of the greats in the 2000s.
Yeah,
That's
the golden age of comedy, is the early to middle 2000s.
There's a lot of overrated movies. Like, Hangover is overrated.
No, it's not.
It's a little
Which
overrated.
Which is better, Ferris Bueller's Day Off or Hangover?
Hangover.
Ferris Bueller. Hangover.
Ferris Bueller is. Twitter poll. Put it up there, Jack. And you know what the first response is going to be? On the first day of legal tampering. You can't win. I'm overreacting the first 3 hours. Then talk about something else. Can't talk about that either.
Founders Day.
Why don't you talk about our defense falling apart?
No, you're not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah.
Just say they won the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
Slow news day.
Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
Yeah. What's up, y'all?
What up, Ike?
Hey, man. Oh, let me say this first. On the first day of free agency, y'all going to talk about... No, stop. Ike and Jack, y'all been here a couple years. This is like, I say this every year, and I'm just replacing Spike with John.
With John.
Oh, hey.
I'm replacing John with Spike.
Okay.
But, yeah. Like, I say that every time. It's early. And what the other dude said. For one, we have the number one dude we re-signed this year. Everybody was like, he a bum. I can't believe that Vic Fangio won't start him at the beginning of the year. Remember when everything was coming out in training camp? Oh, he's going. Zach Bond going to start. Everybody was like, is he crazy? Who's his backup dude or whatever? I remember that.
Yep.
You just don't know. And he was playing the long game, man. They trying to get those comp picks and everything because they know they can't sign everybody. And Spike, I know you just misspoke, but we did not just lose our two best linemen because neither one of them is better than Jalen Carter.
No, I meant I said two of our best linemen. So I, when I
oh,
say
hey,
it,
my bad. No,
yeah.
No, my bad. My
yeah.
bad. It's cool. But the other thing is, like, yo, it's going to be diamonds in the rough. Like, think about it. I always wanted A.J. Brown, and when they was different, I would love to get A.J. Brown. I ain't never think he would have been available when we got him from the Titans. You just don't be knowing. I'm telling you, Patriots, they building something up there. They got Landry, Milt Williams, and they signed the boy Carlton Davis. Their little defense is going to be all right. Because you know their coach know how to coach defense.
He absolutely so, does. Yeah. Yeah,
they'll be all right. That's what they've been doing.
If they can get May one serious weapon on that, I mean,
they don't need more than one.
Well, they're going from zero. So if they can go from zero to one,
a running back, tight end, a wide receiver, two wide receivers.
They just start with one. Start with one. Yeah, Ike, you want to give us a legendary movie scene?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna just go with the classic. I'm going to go with my man Tony Montana was sniffing the coke. And he
had,
had a machine gun.
Yeah.
That's the basis of almost every rap song.
Yeah.
They base it off of that. So I'm just saying, legendary, at least with the delegation.
No, that's a classic.
Yeah, Scarface.
And it's
sorry,
the delegation.
Yeah,
that's a classic.
Scarface off. That's a great scene as well.
It's a great scene.
A lot of great movie scenes we're finding out.
That's
about
what I'm saying.
That?
It's a lot of great movie scenes.
Oh, come on. Could do this all day. Can't wait till Yoshi calls. Find out which movie scene he's thinking about. Might have to do a whole segment on you. Might have to do that podcast version. So we, coming up next, we will have Elliot Shore Parks in with any sort of new Eagles rumors. He did mention Khalil Mack as a name. Have we seen money on Khalil Mack? I didn't see that on the Khalil Mack.
One year, $18 million.
Okay, all right.
One year, $18 million.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
And you know,
that's like the low end.
Yes. And the other thing,
$18 million?
The other thing that we can talk to Elliot about is Elliot was pretty high on Isaiah Rodgers coming back, mm-hmm. who is gone now for 2 years, $14 million. Mm. So
the youth movement on defense.
Yeah. Well, who's the...
Well, Keeley's going to be...
Keeley Ringo, yeah. If it is the way it is, right. So Elliot will join us next. Your calls as well. You're getting a little bit worried about that defense on the first day of legal tampering in the NFL here on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.